Riviera Radio. Business.
Hello.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back.
Nice to be with you.
Well, you had to have your day in court yesterday, didn't you? So.
Well, I was with lawyers yesterday, but more to do with the power of attorney for my mother rather than anything that I'd been doing myself.
You haven't been breaking social distancing rules or indulging in groups of more than six?
No, not, I mean, I would struggle to get a group of six friends together, to be honest with you, so not a problem for me.
Well, you're having a round of golf, maybe, were you?
A round of golf?
Yeah.
No?
Well, okay, just wondering. Markets mixed yesterday. Jerome Powell has spoken, and they're not terribly impressed.
Yeah, it was somewhat mixed messages, it had to be said, from the Federal Reserve yesterday that helped to raise gains on Wall Street. On the positive side, the Fed signaled it would hold rates close to zero through at least 2023, so quite a statement of intent there. On the negative side, Jerome Powell said he's not sure if the faster-than-expected recovery will continue. The path ahead remains highly uncertain, dependent on the nation's ability to better control the virus, and warned that further fiscal stimulus would be required to support jobs and income. So arguing almost actually the immediate path of the US economy is somewhat outside the control of the Federal Reserve, which of course unnerves some investors. On the positive side, on the corporate numbers, FedEx, great numbers yesterday, COVID-19 winners and losers, I guess, continuing to emerge at that individual stock level. They said a surge of e-commerce demand is bolstering pricing, propelling earnings. Sales jumped 36%, $7 billion. Operating margins rose to 11.8%. It's the highest that we've seen in a year. So they're benefiting from investment to boost efficiency and automation to handle demand spurred by the rise of online shopping. The close yesterday, the S&P 500 was down 0.5%. NASDAQ, worse than that, was down 1.25%. The weakness that we saw late in the session yesterday, likely to filter through to the European Open, where we're currently calling the FTSE down 34 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 141 points. CAC 40 in Paris down 56 points.
The OECD has just released its latest forecast for the global economy, and for all the developed economies in the world, the UK comes off the worst.
Yeah, the UK is certainly set to have a significant contraction during the course of this year. We think it's likely to be double-digit, close to 10%. Other economists certainly agreeing with that, as Brexit uncertainty, a rising coronavirus hits consumer confidence, activity level, business investments. So I think it's going to be a rough ride for the UK economy during the course of this year. On the broader perspective, the OECD, sounding very similar actually to the Federal Reserve, said the global economic slump won't be as sharp as previously feared this year, though warned that the recovery is losing pace and needs support from central banks and governments. Now predicting the world economy will shrink by 4.5% this year. That's less than the 6% they were forecasting back in June. Said the improvement is due to the rebound in activity since lockdown ended. Significant rise to their forecast for US, Euro area and China. But as I say, keeping pressure on policymakers to make sure that stimulus remains in place, despite the fact that debt and deficit levels are rising rapidly.
Double digit, is that like double bubble?
Double bubble.
Your favourite.
Lovely words.
And Inditex, the owner of Zara, doing pretty well.
Shares up 7% yesterday. This is the world's largest clothing chain operator. Said its quick reaction strategy allowed it to reduce its inventory in the middle of the COVID-19 lockdown. Spanish clothing retailer managed to reduce stock in trade by 19% at the end of July, taking advantage of its flexible purchasing agreements that allowed the company to rapidly adapt to changes in demand. Inditex relies on production in Spain and nearby countries. That proximity allows it to adjust orders, while many of its rivals continue to source mainly from Asia. That softened the blow on earnings, which exceeded analyst expectations. Inditex said they've experienced steady improvement after suffering its only loss on record in the first quarter. Almost all its shops have now reopened. They said they've seen a 74% surge in online sales. However, its Massimo Dutti brand that mainly sells office wear has been hardest hit. First half sales there down 42%. Turns to the outlook, it's all about investment. So they plan to invest $3 billion in e-commerce renovations and new stores over the coming 3 years.
I bought a pair of trousers in Spain once.
Did you?
Yeah, in El Corte Inglés in Seville.
Nice, El Corte Inglés.
It's very nice. Have you not been to Seville? You must go there.
No, no. Lovely oranges.
Perfect. What a stereotypical comment. It's a perfect place for a winter break. You go in February, you can wander around in shorts.
Oh, that's nice. Do you have to isolate if you go to Spain? I don't know.
Hopefully it will be over by the time you're thinking about it. Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.29. Euro dollar coming in at 1.17. You're now going to get €1.10 for your British pound.
You'll be having a late night tonight then?
Having a late night?
Yeah.
What's happening to... Oh, it's the US Open, isn't it? Yeah. Is that what you're referring... Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Is it Whistling Straits? Is that where it is?
No, Winged... Winged Foot.
Yes, yeah. Tough course, very tough course. And that'd be quite exciting, actually.
Our friend Murray says if you want to get to grips with your swing, then Adam Scott is the player to watch.
Ooh, okay. That's interesting, isn't it? Adam Scott hasn't been at the top for a while there. Is that your prediction then, Adam Scott?
No. Apparently he's just got the near-perfect swing. And I've got to go now, so talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
You too. Hank Poston Barclays.